So here's what I think. I obviously didn't try your bottle. So here's what I think, though. $150 for a bottle that you're able to reuse so many times to consistently drink water. Like, I know that seems like a lot for a water bottle, but if you think about, like, when I talked about at the beginning, some of these, like, cans, things like that, like, if you add up having to repurchase all of those things instead of purchasing a water bottle one time, that's going to give you the repeated effects of hydrogen water. Like, that, for me, is, like, a no-brainer.
The big question is this. In a world of fake Instagram models and fad diets, how do real people achieve their fitness goals? We are an army of hardworking women changing their lives through fitness and health. Wherever you are at on your journey, we have the answers to how to make working out and eating well a part of your life. Join us in changing the dialogue for women everywhere. Welcome to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. I'm Kelsey.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Rachel. I almost said, oh my God, remember that episode?
Rah, rah, Rachel.
Rah, Rachel. Rachel. Oh, we've been doing this a while. How's everybody doing? Hi, friends.
Hi.
I'm so glad you joined us for another week. This one was a fun one to put together.
Yeah, I think everyone's waiting on the edge of their seats to find out about this one too, because I got a lot of messages being like, let me know how that works, because this is a hot topic.
Hot topic. We got a trend alert, guys.
The new trend.
But before we trend alert you, we just have to take a moment because Kelsey owns a real plant. There's a new addition to Kelsey's family.
There's a new addition to my family. And I think I just named her today. So we're not married to it. You know what I mean? How I feel about that. But I think her name is Lucy.
100%.
Doesn't she look like a little Lucy?
She's a fiddle for all you plant lovers, and we feel good about a fiddle for Kelsey because for the most part, they're pretty low maintenance, but I will say as part of the fiddle loving family, if your fiddle is developing some brown spots on its leaves, or when you touch the leaves, they feel like really crinkly and dry, it's going to want some daily, well, you don't have to daily, but at least weekly mist it. They like mist on their leaves.
Oh, a little mister. Lucy likes a little misting from time to time.
It just helps keep their leaves shiny.
So here's the thing. I am not historically a live plant person. I really like plants that thrive under neglect.
Is that like part of a bigger life?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Like anything
what do you mean?
Thrives under neglect. What do you mean? You want to unpack that?
do you? What do you mean? What do I mean?
I'm not historically a plant lady, but I would like to become a plant lady in the future because I have been doing a lot of reading about the effects of plants in your environment and like how good it is for your breathing. I have eucalyptus in my shower. Like I would like to have some plants around, and I think it's going to be good to have live things because I've only had one other girl over there. She's made it so far, but she's fake.
Well, yeah, you can't say she's made it if she's an artificial plant. Because you haven't like put it in a shredder.
Haven't made it. No, there's been others that there's been casualties along the way.
Well, I'll say this: it's never too late to turn over a new leaf. Ching! I'm so on today. So good for you. Welcome, Lucy. Welcome, Lucy, to the podcast.
I have a little confession. I got Lucy either yesterday or the day before, and she arrived in a box. And I left the box outside for like a day and a half or 2 days. And I was like, good start, Kelsey.
Kelsey, if you ordered a puppy, would you leave it in a box outside your door? That's a living thing.
Well, I think that it's a testament to her resilience from the beginning.
That's sick. You're sick, man. Okay.
I really think we're on a good trend, but yeah, when she first got here, you know how when things arrive and you just like walk by them a bunch of times?
No.
Until like you walk by it one time and you're like, how have I walked by this? It has to happen right now. That's what happened.
Still no. All right. Well, I'm glad to have her here and I hope that she gets better treatment than her first 2 days because that is abhorrent. But I will check in on her. I will be like the aunt she needs. And oh, you're just going to casually. Okay. So guys, if you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard, hydrogen water is the newest trend in health and fitness. It is red hot right now. And we are here to talk about the nitty gritty. We tried out some bottles and we have done our own little anecdotal study for 2 weeks. And we've also deep dived into the research that is available on hydrogen water. And we are super excited to present this topic to you because I think, well, first of all, it's always nice when someone else does the research, right? Because that shit is like, sometimes I have to Google every other word.
Yeah, I'll be honest. When you said, so sometimes Rachel gets a hold of the trends, the health trends, like Ozempic, we did an episode on that, and like what people are talking about. So when she said hydrogen water, hydrogen infused water, I was like, huh? So I was just like, let me Google this real quick of like, what is even happening out there? Like, what's it supposed to do? And I was really excited when I heard about the claims, but also super skeptical because is it this like magic water? And because the benefits of like anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, like significant health, improving significant health markers, reducing anxiety, improving sleep, like the claims were kind of and like all of the things that you're like, oh, well, yeah, where do I get one of those? Improve my sleep? Like,
you know what was a weird thing for me is when they were like, oh, it's hydrogen water. I was like, so regular water? Because like I watched Waterboy and I know that it's quality H2O and that H stands for hydrogen. So I was confused. I was like, wait, is my current water not having it hydrogen? Is it only O? Like what's happening? But what we are going to discuss today is adding elevated levels of hydrogen, way more than what you would find in your typical everyday water. And whether or not that has any health benefits.
Yeah. So something that I really like about this is that this is obviously going to evolve as this catches fire, as hydrogen infused water catches fire. And it's going to be in like cans, things like that. But the things that I liked about this was that it was just a regular water bottle and I could just add my water into that.
All right, wait, we're going to talk about the bottles. We're definitely going to talk about the bottles
I just want to say, like, when you have to, like, repeatedly, when you're like, oh, now I'm going to commit it. I'm so committed to, like, buying cans forever. I just don't like that. I don't like that experience.
Environmentally, I'm a hard no on that because that's just, like, way too much waste for me personally. But, yeah, I think you also brought up a really good thing. This is new. This is really new. So the research on it is new. The products coming out are really new. So we, we're kind of at the forefront of this. So I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, boiled down to an art yet. And that's why we tried two different bottles. And there are also other ways to get more hydrogen in your water. There are tablets that you can like drop into your water. But on today's podcast, what we are going to do is discuss some of the newest scientific studies around this and kind of break down what the science is saying on whether or not hydrogen makes a difference when you're drinking it. We're going to review our two bottles that we got for infusing hydrogen, more hydrogen into our water. We used them for 2 weeks, and we're going to talk about like what we thought of them. And then we're going to give our honest opinion on whether or not you might want to invest in some sort of bottle or tablet or something to start getting more hydrogen in your water, whether or not we think that the science backs it and whether we liked it.
Yeah. So just to like clear the air on starting off, like what is this bottle actually doing? Like it says that it's adding hydrogen gas into your water. So like basically the hydrogen molecules is what is supposed to make the big difference for inflammation or reduction in inflammation and improve your overall health by just drinking more water.
So do any of these claims hold water? Get it. See, well, and I did the turn over the new leaf, and then I did. Oh my God.
You're just killing it with your dad jokes over there.
Dad jokes on 10.
Well, as soon as I started researching this, I thought that the studies that have been done, although they are very new, like we don't have long-term studies, obviously, because this is very new. But I do think that the studies, especially the ones that we chose, held water in a way that I thought they did a really nice job controlling the placebo effect. And, you know, the use of double blind studies, I think, is always, I mean, they know what they're doing out there. But I think that is even more important than our like specific research, because, you know, I knew exactly what I was getting myself into when I opened my bottle. So like, oh, I'm having my hydrogen water today. Am I going to turn into an X-Men?
Maybe.
Which is what I was kind of hoping for.
Damn it. I can't.
But just like thinking about using hydrogen water, and is this going to make a significant effect on our bodies without, you know, what our brains are going to tell us. Like, obviously I feel better at drinking my hydrogen water. The first 2 days I was drinking more water because I had this bottle. So I was like, oh, I'm definitely feeling a difference. No, you're definitely drinking more water.
Well, that's the thing. And that's why I didn't want to just, you know, get the bottles, review them, and give anecdotal evidence only, because that's great. But the, you know, the human brain's a weird place, man. It can do weird things. Even when you're talking about like double blind placebo, like studies, all these things, it's like, we know that the brain can create conditions in your body. Like you can will it to create conditions in your body. It's so strange when you deep dive into all of the things that, you know, the human brain can do when it comes to physical responses in your body. So that's why I definitely didn't want to just leave it to us. But I agree with you. I feel like the studies we chose were done really well, but again, they don't have that longevity factor. They're kind of new. They have small sample sizes. Like I would prefer, you know, as research goes on in any given field, we get, you know, longer time durations and we get larger sample sizes. And I always feel better about those two things, because right now we're working with the opposite, and the studies are relatively short as well. So also you always got to wonder, like, all right, who's backing these studies? You know what I mean? Like, who's paying for them? Is it the hydrogen companies? Like, is there a hydrogen company? But anyways, they are hot off the press, and we do definitely need more studies to reach like a scientific consensus on this. But what we will say is the initial data looks exciting.
The initial data looks very exciting. And I think a couple, you know, there's been some neuroscientists who have talked about this who are much more intelligent than Rachel and I, and have also looked at some of the data, and it appears that they are very excited about some of the findings as well. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes with what we're about to tell you.
Yeah, we're going to see if these end up showing more and more promise or not. But initially, you know, I want to say too that all of the studies that we have looked at are very simply adding hydrogen to water, because I know that at a certain point in the industry, there is going to become if this gets hot enough, you're going to start seeing flavored versions, protein versions, vegan water. You know how like companies will take it to like just a ridiculous place. But we are
honestly
not,
probably just ruin it.
And ruin it. But we are, when we're referring to our bottles and we're referring to the studies, we're not changing any of the mineral, caloric, carb, or vitamin content of the water. All we're doing in any of the studies that we're referencing or in any of our individual findings, all we're doing is just water with added hydrogen, nothing else. Just wanted to put that out there.
All right, let's get into one of the like first studies just to kind of touch base on what we're talking about a little bit. So this is a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study. And when you double-blind is obviously the participant, I'm not going to say obviously, just so you guys know, the participant and the researcher distributing the water does not know if they are giving hydrogen water or regular water. So neither one, the participant or the researcher, knows which one they're giving. So they can't be like, how you feeling?
You feel better?
You feel better? Or like, and even in the facial expressions, I always think that like, there's no way they're not like,
I know the eyebrow position tells you everything. Yeah.
So this is with participants that were both trained and untrained athletes, and they were part of a two-part study. So the experiment had untrained participants drink a standard placebo water 30 minutes before an exercise session. Regular water, no hydrogen in it. They were tested on an ergometer.
Like
ergometer?
You know, yeah. Like they also use that.
I just only read it and I never say it out loud.
No, yeah, but like we've also taken that term and used it like for rowers and skiers and all of those things. It's just, you know, a machine that tests the exertion level of certain muscles.
So then they had part two of the experiment where half of the participants were given the placebo again while the other half were given hydrogen infused water. The hydrogen group showed notable decrease in the scores for fatigue after mild exercise. And when done with trained athletes, they had similar results. Okay, so basically the athletes were given the hydrogen water 10 minutes before their moderate intense session. And the group showed improvements in endurance and fatigue when compared to the control group, which I find super exciting because improvements in endurance and improvements in your reported fatigue with neither knowing which water you're getting is exciting for every athlete and human.
It is. I mean, that study, especially like you said, the way it was done, double blind, placebo, like everything about that was controlled in a way that we had the least amount of placebo effect possible. And just looking at improvements in endurance and fatigue, it just 10 minutes before, it wasn't even like they needed to do it for months on end to see like a cumulative effect. That was the crazy thing for me. It was like an instantaneous thing that they were able to go longer and harder without really like, wow, that I know. All the men were like, what'd you say, sis? They already ordered their bottle. They were like, longer and harder.
When you ended that sentence, everyone's like, I'm Googling immediately.
Calm down, penis crowd. I don't know if it works like that, but another study we looked at took trained cyclists. And so this, comparatively to the other cycle, the other study, which was kind of looking at what does it do for untrained athletes versus trained athletes, and we saw a very similar effect. This one took trained cyclists, and it was another double-blind crossover setup. They all drank the regular water and then the hydrogen-rich water. This one was a seven-day intake. So they assessed their VO2 max score and their maximum anaerobic test in the beginning of the study, then had 7 days of hydrogen water or not, and then did it again at the end of 7 days. And again, saw improvements in their VO2 maxes, their anaerobic tests. They had increases in three categories: peak power, their mean power, and a decrease in their fatigue index. So it was the same findings of like harder, longer, faster.
That's actually going to be the summary for the hydrogen water.
Do you like to go harder, longer, faster?
And anyone who's thinking about their marketing around their bottles, we are going to get a patent on that.
I'm trademarking that right off the bat. I am going to have the most massive male audience buying my bottles. Harder, longer, faster. I'm in.
But I don't want everyone to think like this is just for athletes or improving athletic performance. Although at the baseline of anything that we're looking to do when we're looking at improving the functions of our bodies, using athletic performance is a really good indicator, because that's when we're looking at the exertion of your body and how well it is able to just perform. So that it's a great thing to look at, even if you're not thinking like, I'm going to maximize my athletic performance. If you're maximizing how your body is essentially performing on a daily basis, you're just going to feel better. But not all of these studies were done just on athletes or looking at performance, because they're also looking at how hydrogen water affects fighting disease, which is obviously the most important thing that we're all listening here for, because we're
I freaked most out when I saw thinking. That. I was like, okay, yeah. It's one thing to claim like you'll give me more energy throughout the day. That's awesome. But like the claim of being able to fight and counteract disease is like next level. And like, now I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, so this study, like we're going to link all of these, but this one looked at hydrogen water as a means of fighting diseases like RA. And one of the studies showed significant improvement in symptoms and even remission in people with early onset RA. So looking at some of these, there's also some other parts of this study where we're looking at people who are undergoing radiation therapy. And this is one of those, it's just like super important, because anytime you're undergoing this type of cancer treatment, we're looking at what can we do to help the body kind of maintain or fight during this time. So this group drinking hydrogen rich water for 6 weeks during treatment reported higher quality of life scores than the controlled group. And this was done with patients who were living with liver cancer and undergoing radiation.
I mean, anyone, you know, who's known anyone or fought this, you know, fought cancer themselves, knows the toll that radiation takes on the body, the side effects. The doctors prepare you for all these kind of things. And the thought that a certain type of water could, now we always have to wonder, is it that we have participants drinking more water? I mean, you said this in the opening of the podcast. Do we have people feeling better simply because they are drinking more water, because they're part of a study in which they're being asked to drink water?
But looking at that with the control group is also drinking more water.
Right.
So, like, that's where it kind of, for me, I'm like, I know, you know, when I get the bottle, I know I'm going to start drinking more water, and I have a little bit of a definitely a placebo effect going on. But when you have two groups and neither of them know if they're getting hydrogen water or not, and one is just drinking typical water, the other one's drinking hydrogen water, and still the hydrogen water group is reporting higher quality of life, that's a claim. Quick break to tell you about our brand new spring collections out now. We have some pretty cool stuff this spring. Our flowy shorts are the staple, like, outfit for athleisure, running errands. That's what I'm doing in them. I have all five colors and I'm wearing them on repeat.
Spring has sprung with the flowy shorts. They are too cute. Built-in shorts underneath with pockets. We've also got some super colorful collections that just scream spring. Guys, there's pandas.
Pandas. I have been so excited for the pandas. I'm worried that those are going to sell out, so make sure you grab those as soon as possible and check out all of our brand new collections this spring.
Yeah, that really puts it over the edge for me. And looking at why things like RA or radiation therapy would be helped by hydrogen water. We have some preliminary studies. They're not done on humans yet, but we have some studies done on rats and mice that might explain why this is happening. The findings are extremely exciting because what they're finding is that hydrogen water has a ton of antioxidant powers and it reduces oxidative stress. Now, what that is, if you're not familiar, you have a certain amount of free radicals and antioxidants in your body naturally. And when they get out of balance, we consider free radicals to be things that are stress coming. They can both come from both your normal body functions and external forces. Things like sun exposure, industrial chemicals. These are the kinds of free radicals that we are, you know, scientists look at when they're thinking about cancer-causing contaminants. We are having an imbalance in our oxidative stress where we have more free radicals than antioxidants flowing around, and we aren't able to maintain the health of our cells. And that's when we have cellular death and issues that are causing cancer in people. And in other diseases, not just cancer.
Yeah, like just causing people to become a bit more sick. And I think that is something that we've, you know, talked about in the podcast a lot, is that recently saw a study about the people the ages like 25 to 40-ish are the how they're feeling on a daily basis is like 55% of like of how that their maximum, like how good they could be feeling, just with like the environment. Like how you are processing the environment, obviously diet, exercise, all that goes into it. In our current, you know, how modern society typically lives our lives on our phone, on our computers, things like that. But just looking at like what, as a society, we can kind of look at how we're feeling pretty sick a lot of the time. Like I feel like that's safe to say, like a lot of us are feeling like pretty sick. There's a lot of inflammation. There's a lot going into our foods, into our lifestyles, and we're not feeling energized on a daily basis. So when we can take that into consideration and think about what are some of the things that could help us feel less sick, that's when it's really important to think about, like, you know, some of these studies done on people who are going through radiation. Like, what makes you feel less sick? Did this work? Yes. What could that do for a healthy body? A quote unquote healthy body is exciting.
It's very exciting. And it's not a far cry to consider the fact that if we are seeing hydrogen water have antioxidant properties, then it doesn't take a huge leap to wonder why people that are experiencing radiation might find some relief in that, because getting rid of those free radicals and restoring that balance is really like we are looking for ways to add antioxidants all the time in nutrition. And the thought that we could do it
in ways to reduce inflammation.
Right. And the thought that we could do it simply through hydration is like a major wow for me. And so all in all, what these preliminary studies are showing, whether they're done on rats and mice, human beings, they're showing anti-inflammatory qualities. They're showing, there was a study done on mice looking at heart disease and the ability for the body to control cholesterol and plaque levels in the arteries that lead to the heart. And in mice, they showed a massive, massive reduction in plaque and arteries with the introduction of hydrogen water. And I don't know.
The mice definitely don't know what water they're getting.
They definitely aren't telling their brain to clear out that plaque.
Placebo control.
Right? No, it's just, it's hard not to get like incredibly excited about this. If you are interested in deep diving any of these studies, we have them linked in the show notes. Go, you know, find these are, because Google's a weird place. You know what I mean? We sifted through the best studies that are like very respected in the scientific community. So that way you don't end up with like, is hydrogen water great? And like the first article is, I don't know, a hydrogen water site telling you, you know what I mean? Right.
It's like one of those skincare things that will be like, this is absolutely going to make you look 30 years younger. And you're like, wait a minute, who did this?
Yeah. So definitely check out some of the links and look at some of the studies and prepare to be impressed, I think, for sure. What we're going to do next is we're going to talk about our bottles, because we sifted through the science and then we immediately went and ordered bottles. And what each of our bottles do is it has like a little mini gas tank in the bottom. They're portable and they are both battery powered, so that you press a button and the gas chamber comes on and the hydrogen gets infused into your water and then you drink it. This is just regular tap water, or I use filtered water, but you can put regular tap water in it. You can put any water in it you want. It doesn't change the flavor of the water. It doesn't. One of the things that I was kind of expecting was that it would be bubbly. Like it would turn it into like a fizzy drink. It does not. Nothing about the water tastes or the texture, nothing's different. It's, you wouldn't even know.
As soon as some people at the gym saw me drinking out of this, 'cause it lights up. So every time I put more water in it, I look like I'm going around with this like lit up bottle. But that was some of the things that people asked me too, is it turn it into like fizzy water? Like, no, it doesn't taste like a seltzer or anything else. It just tastes like water. Like there's no bubble effect.
Which was nice for me because I personally like the taste of water and I don't like when it's altered in any way. And I also am like, certain times of the day I can drink a bubbly drink, but like other times, like it's like, I need flat water. I don't, sometimes that can really bloat me if I have too much fizzy. So I was happy that both the taste and the quality of the water were unchanged, because that was kind of going to be a deal breaker for me. But do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first? Because we got two different bottles, because we felt like that was the best way to kind of review it for you guys.
Yeah. You can go first.
All right. So I got the Hydrolite bottle, and Hydrolite was nice enough to give us a discount code for any of you guys who might want to try the bottle. The code is TTSL20, and you can go to their site, hydrolite.com, I believe.
That's $20 off the bottle, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. 20, not
yeah,
20%.
They crushed it.
Yeah. They crushed it. It's $20 off the bottle.
We didn't tell them. I just want for like, anytime we give you guys a code, like we don't tell any of these companies like, we're going to give you an amazing review. Like,
it's, no,
they don't know anything that we're about to say. I mean, let's be serious. We don't know half the things that we're about to say.
I never do.
So this is not like a plug for them at all. We just genuinely tried the bottle and reviewed it, and they gave us a discount code not knowing if we were going to love it or hate it.
That's right. And obviously we're not sponsored or we're not gaining anything. This is, the code is just for you. It's not an affiliate code. We don't get paid when you use it. It's just for you because we thought it might be a product that you might be interested in. My Hydrolite bottle price point is $149.99. All right. This was not a cheap one. There are cheap hydrogen bottles and we are going to review one of them, but this is a little bit more on the expensive end. $150 for the Hydrolite. It puts out 3,000 claims, puts out 3,000 ppms, ppbs, sorry, of molecular hydrogen per serving. This is what the bottle looks like. It claims to add 3,000 ppbs of hydrogen, and it does that with a little flip of a switch at the bottom. You just press the button. I will show, if you're watching on YouTube, I'll just give you an idea of what it looks like. It lights up and you can see the gas chamber like initiating. Here you go.
Yeah.
And then
you
little
got a
bubbles.
Lot more gas in there.
Oh, I got more gas than you.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is why we reviewed two price points, because I think it makes a difference.
I said, did it look like a tornado? And you said, no, that's totally a
tornado.
Well,
a tornado spins. Okay. No, it's just going like up. So the cycle takes, well, there's two cycles actually on this one, 3 minutes And they also have a 10-minute cycle that adds more hydrogen. It also, so I said it charges, right? The thing that I loved about this bottle, and I'm going to use the word love here because it so impressed me. I've used this more than 40 times on both the short and long cycle, and I've not recharged it. I charged it once when I got it, and I'm super impressed with the battery life because I thought it was going to be like a charge at the end of every day type of thing. And that is like not something I want to do. I have enough things that need to charge at the end of the day, including myself. And I'm just super impressed with the battery life on this. I love it. And also it has a self-cleaning mode. So there is no need to replace the filter, which is great because if you start giving me filters and then you start telling me that I need to replace it every 3 months, and then I have to like write down on my calendar that I have to, it's too many things. I can't, that's not going to be sustainable for me. It's a glass bottle and it is BPA free, and Hydrolite gives you a 1-year warranty on your bottle. So if it stops working for any reason, you can reach out to support. My opinion of the bottle is that it is small. That is one of my first call outs. It doesn't hold a ton of water. I'm more of a gigantic Stanley type person where I like fill it up and then I go the whole day with like the same water. This needs a lot of refilling. I'm not mad about it because after I read the studies, I was like, well, that's absolutely worth doing the work for. But I will say that if you're like a major water drinker, you're going to have to refill this like 100 times a day. And you know what? I don't know. You got to kind of decide whether or not that works for you. It has a nice little carrying case here. It also came with a sleeve that you can like, you know, because it is glass, so you can't.
Came with a water bottle condom?
Yeah.
Nice.
With like a hook so that you can, I don't know, whatever. And okay, so it doesn't hold a lot of water. I love the fact that it doesn't change the content or the taste of the water. Did you see notable things? I'm a person that struggles with my water intake. If you give me a tool that helps promote me to drink more water, I'm going to feel better. I don't know that I can attribute any direct things to hydrogen water, you know, as opposed to just drinking more water in general. I have felt like I've had more energy and I have felt better about my hydration levels since getting the bottle, but I am not willing to say that I have notable effects that I can directly contribute to the hydrogen in the water, just simply because I'm such a struggle fest when it comes to drinking. So I don't have like a good comparison, like, oh, when I, you know, I'm drinking all the time regular water and then I'm drinking all the time hydrogen water and I can totally notice the difference because that's just not my life. But I love the bottle. I think it was a great value for the money. I will definitely be getting Mark one of these. I'd like to get Rory one, but they come in only in glass. So that's, that ain't it for him. And I'm super happy with the purchase. I would rank it as a good health and fitness purchase for me.
So you think over the last 2 weeks, you do feel better?
I do.
But you have increased your water intake over the last 2 weeks.
That's the weird thing is like, I'm not in the placebo double blind. Like I'm just like, I'm a camel. And then I had to do research for a podcast and not be a camel. So do I feel better? Yes. Do I know why exactly? No.
So here's what I think. I obviously didn't try your bottle. So here's what I think though, $150 for a bottle that you're able to reuse so many times to consistently drink water. Like, I know that seems like a lot for a water bottle, but if you think about like when I talked about at the beginning, some of these like cans, things like that, like if you add up having to repurchase all of those things instead of purchasing a water bottle one time, that's going to give you the repeated effects of hydrogen water. Like that for me is like a no-brainer.
That's true. I mean, if I add it up, I like seltzer like once a day. If I added up the cost of what it is for seltzers over the course of a year, certainly. certainly it would be well worth the money to drink the water instead, especially considering, you know, I'm not getting the antioxidants, anti-inflammatory benefits from the seltzer. So,
All right. So my bottle is different, but let me just say this. We got our bottles at the same time 2 weeks ago, and mine has a giant dent in the top here.
Mine's in mint condition.
It broke off, and I dropped it, and it was raining. I had a bunch of things in my hand. I dropped it, and I was like, oh, your piece broke off, and I was like, why am I like this? It hasn't even been 2 weeks. So anyway, That's how we're living our lives. But mine is more of an Amazon one. H2O Smart Hydrogen Cup is the one that I have. So if you kind of do a quick Google search on that, Amazon will probably be the first one that comes up. And the price point is about $50, $49.99. So it's much cheaper. But the hydrogen output is 1,600 ppb of hydrogen into the bottle. And it's about the same size. So it's about half of the hydrogen molecules are getting in this bottle than Rachel's. Now that doesn't make sense.
Well, it does because, I mean, it was $50 and mine was $150. So like exactly. Kind of what you're doing there is saying, I'm going to pay a little bit less. I'm going to fill it up more and I'm going to try to get the same amount of hydrogen throughout the day as like, say me, where, you know, I'm getting more per serving, but you could double my servings.
So it was very easy to use. It came with a USB that it was very easy to use, but there was no like instructions, not that I really needed them, but like there was nothing else that came in here to be like, how often do you change the filter? What's in there? Like there was nothing that kind of told me about the product.
Oh, classic Amazon.
Yeah, which I was really disappointed in because if you're going to promote something like hydrogen water, like I want to know, it doesn't even say on the bottle, like for inflammation, like you're going to feel so much better, like nothing, or even just like how long I should charge this thing. There was none of that. So It's like basically like blank. Yeah, it was just like, it came with just like the bottle, no bottle condom, and just the USB. The USB was super, was easy. You just plugged it right in to charge it up, and it has lasted. I haven't recharged it at all. So it's lasted the 2 weeks multiple times a day using. So I will say it does last for a significant amount of time. And I will show you guys turning it on. Same thing, like it's blue and you can kind of see.
Oh yeah, you could see mine was more for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yours was definitely, and I'm glad we had a similar amount of water left in our bottle. So this charges in 3 minutes or this, is it? Not it. Maybe it's getting low on battery now that I said. Yeah, it is because it's shutting off. All right, so 2 weeks is its max. It needs to charge up
plus a drop.
All right, it did. It did experience a drop, and I'm getting some leakage when in the bottom of the bottle, and I don't think that was from the drop because, as you can see, is where it hit the ground, so where it took the major impact. So. It does hold a charge. It's not something that you have to charge every night, which I'm happy about. But you will need to charge it, obviously, a little bit sooner than Rachel's. I liked it. I definitely drank more water throughout the day, especially because like the bottle is much smaller than something I'm typically used to, which I found slightly annoying at first. But I did like that I had to keep getting up because I think that for me, a lot of times, like I'll just be working and not get up for hours. And why do I need to? I have a giant water bottle. So I did actually like the fact that I needed to get up and that my water was always cold because it was always being refreshed. So I don't know if that works for you guys where you have a smaller water bottle. It's like, well, you get new water all the time. It hasn't been sitting all day.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I really did like that about it and that it was small enough to fit anywhere and kind of take anywhere and put in a bag, which you don't get sometimes with the Stanley, the straw and everything. You have to carry it where you can't just put it in your bag and carry it around. So I did like that about it, but I think that personally, I would invest in a better bottle than this one, because I do think that the benefits of getting 3,000 ppb molecules of hydrogen water rather than 1,600 is a better investment. And I just think, like, this for a water bottle you're going to continuously use, you're something you use every day, like $150 really is not that big of a like thing. I feel that way about shoes. I feel that way about like something you're going to drink, you're going to use it every day repeatedly. So I would not recommend getting this bottle personally for those reasons.
Well, we wanted to go with like sort of, hey, we're going to get like sort of a more budget version that comes in one, you know, day from Amazon, whatever. And then we're going to go with the high end direct to consumer, like really expensive kind of version.
Well, this shipping took longer, didn't it?
Yeah, that was the thing, is like I thought like by going the Amazon route, like it would be super quick shipping, and it wasn't. And so I think I'm happy that we did it in this way of like, because sometimes you can buy the cheaper one and get just as good of a product.
It can be,
and
it's yeah. Like, oh, totally.
You know, hey, like, why
sometimes
are
you're
we,
like, why am I even, yeah, why am I even buying these like crazy expensive, like, but especially for water bottles, like you can get like super nice water bottles, or you can get like, you know, the $50 or whatever, but there's definitely a quality difference here between these. And obviously the difference in hydrogen molecules you're actually going to be consuming when you're drinking the water, but also there's definitely, there's only one setting. So you just kind of like turn it on. So it's just like, there's no other.
So you only have the 3 minutes, not the 10 minutes.
Only the 3 minutes, mm-hmm. No 10 minute option. Mm-hmm. So obviously like I probably wouldn't even use more than 3 minutes, because as soon as I get it going, I'm like, oh, I'm ready to drink some water. But, and there's nothing, I'm not sure about any, like the filter, how long, because none of that information came in here. So I was kind of disappointed in that. But I mean, if you're just like, maybe I want to try this out, and you're just looking for a $50 version, I mean, you are getting some hydrogen according to the bottle, but I say invest in a better one.
So here's the real question. Will you be ordering a Hydrolite?
Definitely.
Definitely?
Yeah, I think that I was initially skeptical for sure, looking at some of the research, and I wanted to see, and knowing how new it is, you know, that type of research when it initially comes out, you just got to be skeptical about it. But for me, there is no downside aside from purchasing a bottle. Like there's nothing that I'm going to lose by drinking more water.
Like, so this is where I'm at with it too, is like the risk reward here is just so there for me, because the worst case scenario is that I'm just drinking regular water, which is great. best case scenario, right. Yeah. With a light in it. The best case scenario is that I'm drinking water with added hydrogen that is going to mildly to dramatically change the conditions for the better in my body. Like, so where is the part where it's bad? I mean, like you said, like it is an investment, it's $150. But if you kind of look at what your other drinks are that you're buying throughout the course of a year, it's not really that much of an investment.
Yeah. I would also say I started one day before, like I did an open workout, like a pretty strenuous workout. And like, I did not feel as sore as I thought I was going to from that workout. And I talked to a lot of different people who felt like very sore, and I really didn't. And I know that I had increased my water intake, which obviously is a testament to how much you should be drinking water throughout the day and how much better it will make you feel. But I did notice my energy levels were on the upswing, and I definitely was not as sore. So I really don't see a downside in getting a hydrogen bottle.
Can I ask you a question? Did you by any chance drink the hydrogen water like similar to the studies that we looked at where it was right before the open workout?
I like purposefully 30 minutes before the workout had finished a full hydrogen water.
So you're trying to basically recreate the study.
It was a study of Kelsey.
Yeah. We don't have the tools to say whether or not Kelsey had increased power output, you know, increases in endurance.
Performance because, yeah.
Right. Yeah. We don't have, you know, the machinery to say that for sure. But did you feel good during the workout? I mean, this is anecdotal.
I know. That's why I was like, well, either way, for me though, either way, that was a win. So if I thought that it was going to give me superhuman powers, that's good enough. Because if you haven't listened to some of our previous podcasts of like your brain making you sick, the connection between how your body is feeling and how, you know, your brain is telling your body how it's feeling, you should listen to those because your brain is a powerful place. But there was no downside. So either I was thinking that I had some extra hydrogen to power me through or not, it was going to be good. But I do feel like I know that my performance was also, my workout went well. It wasn't like I had a bad one. And my recovery time after was definitely better than I thought it was going to be because I went and played pickleball for like 3 hours after.
I mean, purely anecdotal, but that was kind of the point in getting these bottles, testing them out, and giving you your feedback. I fully expected to have this be one of those trendy, weird, oh my God, now everyone's going to have a light up water bottle and think they're totally healthing it, like type of things. And I was actually prepared to tear it up, but that's not how I am going to approach it. Actually, after looking at the studies extensively, after using the bottle myself, I would say that I will be purchasing one for everyone important in my life. And I'm a skeptic. So if we can leave you with anything from this podcast, it is some more deep dive research that you can get into if you'd like. We also are leaving you with $20 off a hydrogen bottle if you would like to try one. And just knowledge that there is a market for this. There are also tablets, as we mentioned. There are multiple ways to get more hydrogen into your water. And again, what is the downside? I'm having a hard time coming up with one. So yeah, I hope this has been informative, friends. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, hope it, and maybe you'll go get one. I don't know. Have you heard about this craze? Tell us in the comments.
Thank you so much for listening to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. If you'd like to join our movement, get in our free app, CVG Nation, available in your app store. We have an amazing community of women, coaches to help you with your movements, challenges, and we give away leggings daily in there. Rachel and I are in there every day, so it's a perfect place to get in touch with us. This podcast is made possible by Constantly Varied Gear, so be sure to check out constantlyvariedgear.com. Have an amazing week. Crush your goals.